This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we have a lady who's got a rather impressive and varied career, homemaker and mother, but also an attorney. And I came into contact because she's also an author, and she's been trying to reach little kids with books, of course, about guns. Susan Swift, really appreciate what you've been doing, and I hope you are able to reach a lot of kids to give them some of the positive aspects about why we have guns.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. This is really a high honor because Guns of America is, those are the big guns, and I'm really honored to be talking to you, Larry. This is a thrill for me.
Well, I appreciate that, but Gun Owners of America only exists because we've got lots and lots of members that support us and make it possible, and that's how we get Gun Owners News Hour on the air. But I want to thank you for these books because they're very attractively done. You've got a, I guess you'd say, a co-author, as it were. The idea seems to have been yours, but, and the text is obviously yours, but they're beautifully illustrated, and the illustrator that you got to do that has just done a great job, and I hope it'll draw in lots of kids so that they're really interested in what you've done. I guess his name is Joseph Musso, if I pronounced it right.
And, he is a fabulous illustrator. He is an award-winning Hollywood artist. He's spent over 50 years in the industry. He's also a Marine Corps veteran, and he served his country during Vietnam. And he's very conservative, and I approached him and asked him to do it because he is such a wonderful artist. And when I explained the idea, which is, you know, you and I, we can talk to adults all day long about the Second Amendment, but little children don't know it, and liberals are kind of running ahead of us. They are indoctrinating, I call it vampirizing, but they're like vampires. They suck the information of conservatism out of our children through school, and they're doing it younger and younger. And the way that I think we need to do is we need to explain to very young children that guns are neither good nor bad. They are tools. They are there for protection. And what we need to remember to teach them, which is what I grew up doing, we need to honor the good guys with guns, our police, our military, you know, sheriffs, domestic law enforcement, people serving in the military abroad, because those good guys with guns protect America, and they protect us at home. And that's where the notion of the book came. It's not really for adults, although I need to reach the adults because they're the ones who buy the books for their children. So this is for their children and their grandchildren to introduce children to friendly faces who, with simple illustrations, holding different guns and explaining, you know, here's my gun. This is what I do. And so that they become a source of happiness and joy and not fear, which is what the liberals want to do. They want to make us afraid of our guns and afraid of people who use
them. I think that is a really great insight. And by the way, thanks for giving Hollywood a good name by using such an excellent illustrator from Hollywood. But the idea of making it so that when a kid sees a gun, especially if it's not necessarily attached to a police officer, they've been trained through this zero tolerance program in the schools that guns are icky, they must have terrible fear. Now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, if they see a gun on a playground, they go tell a teacher that there's a gun on the playground, something like that. But the idea that somehow it's to be petrifying, terrifying. They would like us to take that idea into adulthood so that adults don't want to have anything to do with guns either. I wouldn't want to have one in my house. I've never fired one. Oh, ick. And, you know.
Well, that's exactly kind of the inspiration for this book. This happened in my children's preschool. And at the preschool, they have a Christmas type of a pageant where parents can come in and participate with children in crafts and just, you know, share some time with their children around Christmas. And so the preschool teacher had invited all parents to come, and they were kind of beginning the session. And one of the parents, who happened to be a police officer, came a little bit late. He also had a canine unit in his car. He parked his squad car, and he joined the group, and he stood at the back because it had already begun, and so he was waiting. And another mother, I call her the liberal mom, she, you know, turned around, saw a police officer in the school, and she started freaking out.
Now, because he had his gun on, I'll bet.
Because he had a gun. Now, here's what happened. The police officer's wife was there with the child, and she told the liberal mom, "Well, no, he's my husband." The preschool teacher reassured the liberal mom, "Look, no one's getting arrested. There's not like a kidnapping or some sort of, there could be a reason why a police officer could come to a preschool that would be very legitimate, but there was nothing about anything like that." So everyone reassured the liberal mom that didn't matter. And as you just so adroitly pointed out, it wasn't because of anything other than he has a gun. There shouldn't be a gun in school. And she made such a fuss that the police officer wanted to de-escalate the situation. He said, "Fine, I'll just leave." So he left. He didn't get to participate with the Christmas thing. It so upset the preschool teacher. She wanted to quit her job. And I thought, no. Let's have some fun with this, because we've got a generation, we've got young mothers who are teaching their children to fear guns, even in the hands of law officers. The very first time that something happens at a preschool, some sort of horrific event at a preschool, God forbid, those liberal moms are going to want the police to come and show up with guns, but they don't put the things together. They don't connect the dots. And so I thought, no. We need to have some fun with this. We need to have books out there. We need to introduce young children, preschool and a little older, to the good guys with guns. That was the inspiration. Looked it up. There wasn't anything. There wasn't anything on Amazon or Google that I could find. I said, well, all right, we got to write one. And that's where the inspiration came, is to reach parents and children and explain that the guns in the hands of good guys they save your life. They save your life at home, and they protect America abroad. And so the two gun books I've written are Good Guys with Guns at Home. That's the one that is about police officers and sheriff and even the National Guard, SWAT members. And then the second book, which has just come out in time for Memorial Day and to honor our military during the month of May, is Good Guys with Guns Abroad. Because those are the men and women in the armed forces who protect our interests all around the world.
Let's go back to that mom that went batty, the liberal, the anti-gun.
Liberal mom. Yep.
Mom. Yeah, I guess we could repeat ourselves if we said liberal and batty. It's just enough to say liberal.
They are redundant, yes.
this poor lady really has been herself kind of miseducated. And one of the things that I have stumbled upon over the years of debating the issue and talking with people is that there are at least two different kinds of thinking. One tries to base itself on linear logic, and I would say hopefully that describes you and me and most gun owners and probably most conservatives and a lot of other people as well that may not have a label for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the emotional way of thinking. And I've gone through some of the arguments for why guns are good and why guns actually statistically can be shown to make us safer, where there's more of them in the hands of the good guys, there's less crime, less violent crime, and where you have hostility toward lawful gun ownership, think Chicago as the most extreme, you have also the most bloody, deadly, highest crime, violent crime rates in the country. And invariably, well, not invariably, most times the answer comes back, well, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just not comfortable. I don't feel safe knowing that somebody else in the room has a gun. And so we've got feeling versus thinking. And you ran smack dab into that with that liberal mom at your kid's school.
Yes, they don't think. And that is very, very dangerous because, and that is what liberalism and the progressive movement.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
liberals, progressives, they are reactionary. They are inflammatory. They are emotional. And they want to grab hold of your emotions and,
yes.
and quickly make you have a decision based on kind of your the thought of the moment. And that is a disconnect. It's a short circuit between thinking. That's very dangerous because our Constitution, it assumes that people will think through issues. It really assumes that when we elect people, we're deliberating upon the issues and the way that we want our country to go. And the more that we react with emotion, the less calm and the less focused
we are
on legal issues before us. It's very
we end up getting gun-free zones as a part of the legislation
yep.
imposed on us. And, you know, partly in a kind of an angry irony, but also just as a challenge, when you're in one of these gun-free zones, as a liberal who supports feeling safe, how's it going to be? How safe are you going to be when it hits the fan, when a mass murder begins, which is where all of our mass murders have occurred, save four, since 1950? How is feeling safe going to actually make you be safe? And that I don't know if that gets across to them or not. I've never really found an effective way of getting them to see, oh yeah, now I get it.
Well, but you know, you're trying to speak to a crazed, insane whack job. They aren't thinking. That's the whole purpose.
Is that the technical psychological term?
It's the technical term, yes. Whack job. That's what it is. These people are. It's like dealing with a tantrum. Whether it's your 5-year-old throwing a tantrum or your 16-year-old daughter who's throwing a tantrum, they are not rational. You can't reason with them. The more you try to reason with them, the more emotional they get. So you are dealing with, you know, hormonally deranged whack jobs when you're trying to convince these ideologues, these liberal touchy-feely types. What they've got to realize is that gun-free zone, you know what that translates into? Gun-free zone means a target-rich environment.
Yeah,
that's
murder magnet. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. There is no difference, but they don't get it. And these moms, we've got to reach this next generation of children and moms to start walking this back and explain that there are men and women who all they want to do is protect. That's what they want to do. Just like men want to protect women, and that the entire notion of chivalry, and that there are differences in the sexes, that it's not bad, that it's not evil to want to say, yeah, men and women are a little bit different. Some of them are better at some things than others, but essentially, men want to protect women. That's a really good thing. That's not sexism. And just like we are paying police officers. We employ them in our cities. And sheriffs and SWAT, we pay them a lot of money to protect us. And yet we see down in San Jose that just happened, there was a Trump rally, and some, you know, liberal whack job came to try to disrupt and started a melee down there. And the San Jose police, yeah, well, that's... I'm not going there. Not going to do it. Because we are not supporting our police. We're not supporting them and saying, yeah, we've got your back.
If they step in against a bunch of crazies, they're likely to become the ones charged, not the crazy that was maybe even beating up on somebody, let alone disturbing the peace.
Yes, if they arrest somebody, they're gonna end up just like, you know, a Rodney King trial, where all of a sudden they're on trial for subduing a whack job liberal who was attacking a couple who was, you know, executing their First Amendment rights. That's totally 180 degrees out of phase. And we have to get back down to the children's level, which is where the liberals have been operating through preschool and primary education. And that's the zero tolerance. There can't be a gun anywhere. There can't be anything. No bullying. They have an entire agenda that starts as young as, you know, 18 months.
We're going to expel the kindergartner who chewed his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun.
You're reading my mind. Exactly. You can't have a banana gun. You can't have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich gun. And if you bring, like, a bubble gun, you know, one of these things where that blows soap bubbles, you can get expelled for that. I mean, anything. You can't even point your finger at somebody and say, bang.
and, let alone a stick on the ground that might have a somewhat of an L shape.
Yeah, because that could be a lethal weapon, you know, that you could impale one. And yet, we have at the same time Kathy Griffin, who can appear on TV with a fake but very realistic-looking severed head of our president, and that's okay. This is what I'm
very
talking about,
good
the whack job,
catch.
The whack job of the liberalism. Just silly.
Well, it was so extreme that even the liberals started walking that back and got her to apologize. But the fact of the matter is she didn't think there was going to be a problem because she knows her people, she knows her audience, and that is how they actually feel. And she probably even made jokes to that effect like that about having a severed Trumpian head, and people probably thought that was just the funniest thing they'd heard. And then when she actually photographed doing it and it goes viral. Oh well, just kidding.
she got the ratings she wanted, and the executives who saw those pictures, they had to approve it. It's not like she could run around behind and just post it on some, you know, like a webisode or something. She had to have approval to do that. So all of those folks, you know, behind the scenes, they thought it was funny. They thought it was catchy. That would help their ratings. They did that on purpose. I really, truly hope that somebody goes after her legally and makes her spend a whole lot of money trying to stay out of jail for threatening to kill our president.
If you or I were to do something like that, say, and have Obama's head all drenched in blood, we'd probably be charged with a terroristic offense.
Well, they'd frog march you out, Larry, because you're the head of a very, very powerful organization like Gun Owners of America. They'd show up and they'd frog march you out and probably put it on the nightly news just to be able to make an example of you. We can't dare do anything like that because it would be taken by the mainstream press and turned into something very, very serious. It's a double standard.
It's so much a double standard, but then as a fellow that I can almost call a friend, I know Chris Plant pretty well. He's a talk show host here in D.C., and he's now beginning to be syndicated. I think he's perhaps the best talk show host in the country. And one of his favorite sayings is, he's appropriated it from somebody, but he picks it up and uses it all the time because it's so appropriate, that without double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, Matt, that is brilliant.
And that's exactly what Kathy Griffin was hoping to benefit from, that I can get away with this, even though we would just absolutely excoriate and run out of town any conservative that did anything this atrocious about our beloved Barack Obama.
Of course. And that's the same double standard applies in education, in public education, and throughout the society, where there is zero tolerance for guns in school, and yet if you want protection, you immediately call the police, who should be bringing guns. What if the police showed up and said, all we can do is throw these beanbags, and we can tell them, you just stop that right now, because this is a gun-free zone, and you can't be shooting children in the school parking lot. You can't do that.
You just described France. That's what happened during the Charlie Hebdo.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Sorry, dude. Music was a little out of sync, but we're talking with Susan Swift today about the books that she's put out, Good Guys with Guns at Home and Good Guys with Guns Abroad. And it's a beautifully illustrated book she and an illustrator, Mr. Musso, have put together to show a very favorable light on people with guns in very proper, legal, official, benign uses. And you might think that, well, sure, I mean, a cop with a gun, nobody has a problem with that. Well, as Susan pointed out at the beginning of the show, there are people that have problems with cops with guns, especially if they might be in a school, because they, in their mind, have made schools into this sanctuary where reality will never tread a foot, and no guns will certainly ever be permitted in those schools. And then, of course, if a bad guy takes advantage of that, says, thanks for the invitation, thanks for the assurance that I can come in and rack up a big body count before somebody finally gets here with another gun to counter my gun, they go crazy with it. And it's happened time and time again. And we still, with the Republicans in Congress, have yet to see any significant motion. We've got bills, but no motion to get rid of gun-free zones at the federal level. And that seems to me that for the Republicans to not take action is almost the same as to say, I want to share in the culpability of the next nut job that comes along and butchers a bunch of people.
You're absolutely right. I'm just hoping that, you know, through Betsy DeVos, through the Department of Education, wouldn't it be wonderful if, since, you know, we have this centralized education hub, which I disagree with, but since we have it, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could incentivize school districts and teachers to say, look, we will pay extra for any teacher who goes through a safety course and is certified with a concealed carry permit and has a firearm with them at school at all times as a first line of defense.
You know, that's actually
first defenders.
That's been done in a few districts around the country. It's been done in a school district in Texas. It's I believe it's a state law, and it's available to school districts that want to train or offer training to their teachers to get a concealed carry permit and training to defend a classroom. Utah has allowed concealed carry in their schools for well over a decade. And by the way, there's not been any mass murders in Utah.
Gee, that's,
wonder why.
And that's a hotbed of school shooting, that is.
Absolutely. So they figured out.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a federal standard? Wouldn't that be what that would do is it would absolutely trigger the liberal whack jobs in the teachers' union. They would absolutely lose it. They're losing it every day anyway over the shifts that are happening. But wouldn't that be wonderful if Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education start propounding incentives and saying, hey, we can give you some more funding if, you know, 10% of your teachers are armed and concealed carry permit holders. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be really something else. And, of course, they would have nervous breakdowns until maybe the following year when they realize that, gee, nothing happened in our school. I'm not sure that would ever really sink in for them because, again, to go back to our earlier discussion, it's feeling versus thinking, and they just don't feel safe if they, the idea that even if I don't know which 10% of those teachers who they might be, I just don't feel safe thinking that whether it's Mr. Jones or Miss Brown that has a gun, what if? And then, you know, this gets into the one of the major thrusts of the anti-gun, anti-self-defense mentality. That all the arguments made against concealed carry, be they in school or anywhere else, are almost always couched in the conditional tense. What if? What
right.
might? This could, but they don't ever have an actual instance. Utah, with its over a decade, not one episode where a teacher did a dingbat thing with a gun. Everything just works beautifully.
The teachers' union can't really go there because if the, you know, if we keep going with this idea of the Department of Education kind of incentivizing, what will the teachers' union say? They're actually saying that their own members might lose it, might go, you know, might go rogue and start shooting their own students.
That just shows you how evil guns are. They can make even the most enlightened people, teachers, members of a union, even go absolutely bat guano crazy.
Like a voodoo doll that all of a sudden grips control of them. These guns are like little voodoo dolls, and they make the teachers crazy, and you never know, because this very nice Miss Brown who teaches, you know, Common Core every day to her fourth graders might just go liberal wacky tunes and start losing it because the little voodoo gun doll is right there, and it might make her shoot somebody. The devil
makes
me do it.
If she's teaching Common Core, that might make her go batty.
That does push you over the edge. It doesn't make any sense. Most of the teachers that I talk to privately in California, many of them hate Common Core. They think it's ridiculous, but they cannot go on the record and say it because, you know, we are under the Communist Party rule here out in California, the Democrats.
And they have to teach to the test. They can teach other things, perhaps, but they have to make it so their kids can pass the test about Karl Marx was the most, A, wonderful thinker in the world, B, most unappreciated in America.
C, all of the above.
All of the above. Yeah, right.
And guns are evil. Guns are really bad. And never, ever touch a gun because, you know, it's like touching acid. It might just burn you right there. If you even cast your eyes upon a gun.
In fact, if you get too close to the gun, it's likely to jump into your hand.
It's like an SUV. SUVs kill people, kind of sua sponte, by themselves. They just drive into people, you see. Look, we are not responsible for our own actions. Liberal whack jobs don't want to make us responsible. They want to make us dependent. So it's not my fault if I'm a victim. It's not my fault if my SUV ran over anybody. It's not my fault if I did anything wrong with a gun. It was the gun's fault. It reminds me of the old laugh-in shows, and there was a character that said, the devil made me do it, the devil made me do it. That is the liberal whack job progressive mentality. They want to get people to not be responsible for their own actions, and they want to hold objects as the thing that we need to eliminate from society if we could just get rid of the guns. And, of course, then, you know, baseball bats are very effective as well. So are knives. I think there are more injuries done by just common household items than anything else. But they focus on these things to get the emotional impact that they want to drive votes. You've got to remember, all of this is about voting and the power of politics. And that's why I hope my books start to reach little children so that it erodes the progressive political power machine that's going on, because they brainwash children from a very young age, and this is only one way they brainwash, but it's very good. This attacks the Second Amendment of our Constitution, and without the Second Amendment, there are no other amendments. We can't defend ourselves. That's why this is such a powerful issue for progressives and liberals. That's why they want to take guns away. They want to make it afraid so that when a child actually hears in our Constitution, what? Keep and bear arms? No. That can't be an individual right, like the Supreme Court said. They were wrong. It's got to be like only a military right or a state police right. It can't be that we can hold guns, because that's dangerous, and that's
maybe
how you start affecting politics.
One of the ways we want to ask liberals about guns is, if we have guns, then we wouldn't be able to stop Hitler from coming to power, would we? That would be a bad thing, wouldn't it?
You'd think. Maybe not, though. I mean, look, that was the Democrat National Socialist Party. That's where they come from.
That's exactly right. Let's take a break right now and remind everybody that I'm talking with Susan Swift, SusanSwift.net. And as you can tell, she's been putting out some illustrated books about guns in the hands of good guys and hopefully bashing some myths about guns.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Susan Swift. She is an author, and she's got a, I guess you could say, a co-author, Joseph Musso. He is an illustrator, actually, from Hollywood, of all places. And the books are about guns, guns in the hands of good guys. And if I may say it this way, Susan, your books are targeting little children. That guns are not necessarily bad. They're just, it really kind of depends on in whose hands they are. And so you've depicted them in the hands of good guys, with guns abroad and guns at home. I certainly think that the British sniper that, I think it was back in April of this year, 2017, let off a round that 3 seconds later it had traversed a mile and a half and took out a bad boy who went to see Allah right on the spot.
That's right. We just arranged the meeting. They want to go to All Out, we can just arrange the meeting.
That's right. And hopefully we can facilitate those meetings and keep them from having to spend a lifetime waiting. And
yes.
If they die in that fashion, their horrible theology teaches them that they're guaranteed a meeting with him. Not saying how I think that meeting might turn out, but in any case, that was the that's sort of like the what was the American sniper's name? Chris somebody, I forgot his name. The movie
about
him. And these guys are amazing because they're like computers. They have to factor so many different things into that particular shot, least maybe is the wind, but all kinds of other factors before they finally put that round into the bad guy. And I think that's pretty neat. That's a good guy with a gun par excellence. And
it is. I actually have a character just like that. I have a Navy SEAL character in my latest book, which is Good Guys with Guns Abroad. And he's a Navy SEAL. And the page says, I protect Americans in hard-to-find places. Sometimes I wear special clothes to help me be sneaky. And this is my sniper rifle. It is very quiet and sneaky, too. So I even have an American sniper in my book just because he's a good guy.
And imagine a good guy who is sneaky.
No. But yeah, but that's why I wrote these books, because my goal is to teach children, trigger liberals, and make guns great again.
Well, triggering liberals is kind of the latest shooting gallery. You don't even have to spend the increasingly large amount of money on ammunition to trigger liberals, and they go off just like a round in your chamber of your gun. They go off, and it's almost like they got firing pins. And once you find where that firing pin's located, you're guaranteed an explosion.
Yeah, and then they ricochet all over the place like in a tin barrel. Just bing, 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 bing. It is actually kind of entertaining. I'm sorry to admit, but it is fun to get them.
Well,
killed.
Bless their hearts, it is, and and it's actually, as a rule, rather inexpensive entertainment. You can just say one or two things, and they look at you and they realize you're one of those.
One way you can really trigger them is you just say, "Well, God bless you." Or just bless you. That'll do it. Just that's like, you know, showing the cross to Dracula. You just say, "Well, God bless," and they pew, 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 pew. They can't even handle that. You know, even
of course that shows that you're not from the South, because when you say "bless your heart," that's really meaning, "Oh, you are such a stupid person."
Well, I grew up in Texas. I know what "bless your heart" means, but you know, you don't even have to go there. You don't even have to go there with these liberals. You don't have to say "bless your heart," because they what would they know? You just have to say, "Well, God bless you." You need to do it sincerely, and they go off like a hand grenade left out in the field. Just bam, you know, that's it.
I suppose if you'd have had a stream of vulgarity come out of your mouth, they'd have just might not have even blinked and gone right on as if nothing had happened.
That's right. That's why I hope my book triggers them. I really do. I hope they look at it, and I hope they start frothing at the mouth, because they will see that this is an end run around their lock hold on our children in our school. You're not going to find this book in a library, by the way. You're not going to find this book in a preschool or at a children's bookstore or even in a classroom or anything like that. You will never find them there, because the title alone and the illustrations on the front, it's Good Guys with Guns at Home, Good Guys with Guns Abroad, and you see all of the good guys, and they're holding guns. The guns are already on the cover of the books themselves. So even if a child didn't even touch the book, they don't even touch it. Their eyes could fall upon the book, and they will see an American flag. They will see men and women with friendly faces holding guns. That's what's on both of them, and that was done intentionally. I want the American flag there. I want these men and women, so you can see from the very front that the children, even the youngest children, even if they don't get the words, if they can't read the words, they see the American flag. And they see these everyday heroes in our military and in our domestic services that are protecting us. That's the whole idea, is to reach them at their level of friendly people who protect you. And that's what America is about.
At a time when our president, our former president, I should hasten to add.
I love saying that. I love saying former president. That makes me so happy when we say former president.
Reminds me of the guy that spent a week every day going to the White House and asking the guard, is the president here? And finally the guard says, look, I told you yesterday, it's the same today, he's not here now. And the guy said, that's okay, I just don't get tired of hearing it, that he's not here anymore.
I just love hearing it. I love to say former President Barack Obama. It's just music to my ears, really. It gives me chills. I love it.
it means that after we've said former, we've still got a lot of undoing to do. And your books, I think, are going to help, because one of the things that our dear leader, former dear leader, was promoting was a distrust at a minimum, if not an actual hatred of police. And whether it started with the cops that made the arrest of the professor at his house in Cambridge, Massachusetts, or it led to the assassination of the two police officers sitting in their squad car on the side of a street, or the assassination of police officers, I think five in one fell swoop in Dallas, and many other cases. These are cops that have died, not even in quote-unquote combat, in some kind of law enforcement engagement, where they have been assassinated. That almost never has happened in the past. And with Barack Hussein Obama, it became, unhappily, a fairly regular occurrence in our country. And hopefully... A book like yours, Good Guys with Guns at Home especially, is going to help undo that prejudice that has been put in so many people's minds, especially kids.
Yes, it has been brewing for 20 years. Even the most, you know, one of the most notable cases was the Rodney King trial, which I was a lawyer in the civil action. They were targeting the police officers there because that's what liberals do. They want what they really want. They want a state police force that is monitored at the federal level. They don't want local control, local police. They want a nationalized police force. And that does start sounding like, you know, 1940s Germany. That really does sound, or 1930s, I should say. And that's, but that's the goal. And that, I believe, was that they were targeting police officers, dare I say.
And I'll guarantee you, had Hillary Clinton been elected, that would have been one of the things on her agenda, would be to finish the nationalization of police in this country. Because Obama had done a lot to put them under national control. And hopefully Trump, I realize he's got a gazillion things to do, but or to undo, but hopefully that's on the list of things that need to be addressed.
Well, I really just hope that the GOP stands up and starts doing some work, because they're letting him, you know, swing in the wind right now. They're not; he's a force of one, and they're just sitting around wringing their hands. They still haven't managed to repeal Obamacare, which they promised for 8 years. I mean, 8 years they've been promising, and they can't get their ducks in a row. And I'm kind of frankly irritated with them, but you know, you can only do what you can do from here. So I focus on telling my kids what the truth is, and hopefully that they will all grow up understanding what our Constitution guarantees us, that our rights come from God, not government.
Well, that's a lovely note to end our interview on. Susan Swift, SusanSwift.net. Good Guys with Guns, abroad and at home. Beautiful books, great for kids. Maybe not you'll be able to get them in your library. So you're going to have to go to SusanSwift.net and get your own. I think you'll be glad you did. Thanks so much, Susan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.